Hey friends, welcome back to the Love and Relationships Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Falada, and I'm so glad you're tuning into these candid conversations about love, sex, dating, singleness, and marriage. For those of you who don't know me or are tuning in for the first time, I'm a licensed professional counselor and author specializing in relationship issues. I also run the relationship advice blog, truelovedates.com, reaching millions of people with the message that healthy people make healthy relationships. If you've tuned into the podcast before, you know it's a hotline style show, meaning people call in or write in with their relationship questions, and I answer them on this show in short, practical, bite-sized answers. If you have a question that you want me to answer on the show, send it via email or voice memo to Deborah@truelovedates.com or check out my podcast page, truelovedates.com/love and relationships, and I'll do my best to get it answered on one of the episodes. So let's get started. Last week on the podcast, we tackled the subject of how a woman can show interest in a guy without coming on too strong. Today, we're tackling the flip side. How can a man show interest in a woman without coming on too strong? And this was one of the hundreds of questions that came in when I did a relationship Q&A series. And I'll tell you what, so many of you are curious, like, how can I show interest without coming across as over the top? How can I show interest without coming across like I'm totally desperate? So what I did was I went to my readers to pick their brains. Last week, we talked about what the men said. This week, we're talking about what the women said. How can a man show interest? What speaks interest to you? The number one thing that women said a man can do to show interest was the same as what the men said. Talk to me. Talk to me. It's that simple. You know, so many women pointed out that if you want them to know you're interested in them, go talk to them. It doesn't even matter what you talk about, just that you go and talk. Talk about the weather, talk about your weekend, talk about the sermon at church, talk about current events, talk about your job or hobbies, talk about whatever. Just go and talk. Talk to her. That is the first step. Never underestimate the power of conversation. Not only is it the key to starting a relationship, but conversation is also the key to maintaining it. And next week, we're actually going to do an episode all about some questions that you can ask to break the ice and get to know someone. So make sure to tune in to next week's episode. Number two, how can you show interest, men? The women said, get to know me. Most women reported that an important part of showing interest is asking questions and showing that you're trying to actually get to know them. I second this because asking good questions and paying attention to the answer is the best indicator that you're interested in someone. Everyone wants to be known, and showing someone that you want to know them is a huge sign of respect and affection, and one that carries over long into marriage. You know, this actually reminds me of when John and I were getting to know each other when we were in our friendship stage. I think we were talking about movies that we liked from childhood. And I had mentioned that one of my favorite childhood movies, I'm about to age myself, is The Sandlot. And, you know, we kind of gave that a chuckle and we moved on quickly in the conversation. But the following week in the mail, I get this cute little package with a couple treats in it and a copy of The Sandlot. And that just showed me that not only was he asking questions, but he was actually interested and paying attention and wanting to get to know me. And man, I will tell you, that was a clear sign for me that this guy is interested in me and there is something being built in this friendship. So guys, listen, ask questions, pay attention, and then follow up and show them that you actually heard what they said. And thirdly, the women said, if you want to show me you're interested, be consistent with me. Okay, dudes, listen up here, okay? This was straight across the board that in order to show interest, you have to be consistent. None of this text her one day, then drop off the face of the earth for an entire week stuff, you know? This hard to get stuff that we used to tell people is the way to go is old news. It's bad advice because nobody's got time for that. Women are looking for someone who's going to follow through and not be flaky. And not only that, but consistency is a huge component to building trust in a relationship. And you've got to show that from the get-go. So if you're interested, be consistent. Show up, reach out, be present, and then put effort into staying present. Those are the top three ways that you can show a woman that you're interested in her. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast today. It was so fun to chat with you about love and relationships. No matter what your relationship status, if you're looking to go deeper with healthy relationships, I invite you to check out my books, True Love Dates, Choosing Marriage, or my brand new book, Love in Every Season. You can find out more information about those, as well as hundreds of articles and in-depth courses over at my blog, truelovedates.com. I love connecting with you. So please find me on Facebook or Instagram at True Love Dates and give me a shout out. If you have a love and relationship question on your mind, reach out to me at truelovedates.com/love-and-relationships. If you're loving what you're hearing on this show, be sure to subscribe and leave us your 5-star review because it makes all the difference in getting the word out. I'm Deborah Falada, and it was so great being together again today, and I can't wait to chat with you next week. Take care.